and not.
Well, it refers to two different. It can refer to two different things.
The Chinook.
Yeah, and one of them is a warm wind. Do you know which way it blows or where it comes from?
No, I looked it up once, but I've forgotten.
Well, my records say that the two things it could refer to are a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains, or a coastal southwest wind blowing from Oregon north.
Hmm. So I guess we don't hear about it as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's a blue norther?
A blue norther is a very cold temperature fall, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A wind, usually a wind, isn't it?
A wind,
a cold wind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what if it doesn't rain for a long time? What do you call that?
A drought.
Mm-hmm. And what are some grasses the farmer would cultivate?
One that begins with G, that I should know. I was married to a geologist, and he collected, just for the fun of it, collected grass as we went
mm-hmm.
driving around, and had a little display case. I guess we were really young, and he wanted to do something like that again, something he had done in school, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in college. Grandma grass is one that begins with a G. We have sawgrass, but I don't think anybody cultivates it. Try to get rid of it. I don't.
What about some grasses that we might use for bread?
Oh, wheat. Is wheat called a grass?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wheat. And rye. I guess rye is a grass.
What would you call, this is kind of a farming question, but you know how when they have alfalfa, they cut it once and then the seeds fall down and it grows up again? Well, I'm not sure if the seeds fall down or if the plants just grow up again. But that second crop, is there a name for that second crop? Do you know?
No, I didn't know they did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know they did it either until I started asking people, and they evidently do.
Yeah.
Hmm. What are some local trees?
The cottonwood. The ones that grow naturally
mm-hmm.
out in the desert. We have the desert willow and the Palo Verde. Bird of Paradise doesn't get to tree size. Let's see what else. But they can be grown locally, like what we have around here and around our houses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we can grow a lot of them. We can grow evergreens, all kinds of evergreens, and we can grow.
Yeah, what are those big tall ones?
I don't think we can do spruce down here.
There's a big, thin, tall tree that you
yes.
see all over downtown.
Yes, one of the evergreens.
Do you call it Italian cypress or something else?
That's right. Italian cypress is probably the one that grows around town.
Of course, that's what we called it.
It's very distinctive.
Yeah. We always called it Italian cypress, but that's because we had a garden center. And
oh, sure. And you had the proper name for it.
Yeah.
But I heard Lurline commenting just last winter about how nice it is that people planted those, because when you're driving over Scenic Drive or where you see all of the city, they add to our barren look that we have, you know, they add a little green, and they're very pretty. We have mulberry here, mulberry, and we have a variety of trees, and they've been labeled by somebody in the past. We have some poplars that I thought were birch or aspen, but I didn't think birch and aspen grew down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over and read that, and they're poplars. They have a white trunk
mm-hmm.
way up high. There are two or three of them over here.
Yeah.
And some of these I don't know the names of.